Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
There is a whole other world out there. A world where you can take all of your favourite fandoms and shape them exactly how you want them and give your favourite characters the endings they deserve. But what exactly is this hidden world all about? I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we are fangirling over the wide world of fan fiction.
Fan fiction.
Yes, this one was requested.
Yeah?
Who by? Richard Lawler.
Richard, okay, great. Good job, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah. So we had this quick chat before, obviously, before we started recording, because we are still recording in isolation.
Yeah.
And we don't love it, but we love recording in general, so we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, because we need to keep giving you guys great content, so we're going to.
Exactly. Exactly. Also, you know what? It breaks up my day between watching movies on Netflix and eating unnecessary food out of the fridge.
Sure. I'm still going to do all of that though.
I'm normally not a big breakfast person, but I found myself pretending to be a chef and just cooking lots of breakfast. So,
aww.
Yeah.
Sorry,
just having a sip of water there, quite parched. All right. Fandom. I mean, what are we talking? Fanfiction.
Fanfic, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, like I said, I don't have a lot to do with fan fiction. I read – so probably the extent I've read is bits and pieces on Pottermore and things like that. I mean, we've talked about before that 50 Shades of Grey started off as a fan fiction, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I think this episode we should use as a chance for you to educate me on the wide world of fan fiction.
So sort of like I did with the horror films and you did with the anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's all right. That. Well – okay, so first of all, for those who do not know what fan fiction is, it is like this crazy, amazing subculture of fandom. Mm. So you can find like think of any fandom ever, and you will find a subculture within that fandom that writes fan fiction. So they take characters. Places, you know, whatever from those creative works and put them in different, they either put them in different situations, different worlds, or they just write them the way that they wanted to write them, or they'll write scenes in between scenes that we never saw and they fill in the blanks and whatnot. So, I mean, there's lots of places to find fanfic online. And it's been around for years and years and years. And people can and do get published, like I said about E.L. James doing 50 Shades. Uh-huh. So, I mean, the main places that you'll find fan fiction are on a site called fanfic.net or fanfiction.net. That was probably like the original place. And then there was this huge controversy with Anne Rice getting really upset with people writing fan fiction about the Vampire Chronicles.
Really?
Because she felt like they were stealing her intellectual property because they didn't have permission to. Yeah, but, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they're still writing their own ideas. It's just using a similar sort of plot line, I guess, from an already thought of idea, if that makes sense.
Yes, correct. And for the most part, because I've been around in fan fiction for years, like since I was a teen. So I used to read like Harry Potter fan fiction, Twilight fan fiction. Yes, that's right. I read Twilight fan fiction.
I'm pretty sure I've read some Twilight fan fiction.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you've read 50 Shades, you've read Twilight fan fiction. It's the same story. She just changed the names.
Yeah, well, look, this is true.
So for all you 50 Shades fans out there, you do read fanfic. You have read fanfic because that's what it is.
Yep.
So then once things started getting a lot stricter and whatnot on fanfic.net, everybody had to like write disclaimers, and then there was all of these rules around the content that you're allowed to produce, and, you know, putting ratings on things, because, I mean, let's face it, they get trashy, they get really erotic. You know, some of them are basically just porn.
Written porn, yes.
Yeah, and so, you know, you've got like a subsection of that called dubcon, which is dubious content. Which is like, you know, you would see incest and assault and you know, all those sorts of, you know, like, you know, step parents with stepchildren and things like so. People, and I mean, I think you have to allow people to write the art that they want to write.
Yeah.
But fanfic.net started coming down quite hard on things like that. And, you know, they weren't really protecting their authors when it came to original authors trying to take people down for, you know, using their characters and whatnot. So people then migrated over to a place. People still post on fanfic.net, but most people will post their fanfic on AO3, which is called Archive of Our Own. And then you'll find them promoting on Tumblr. Some people post on Wattpad. There's like heaps of places that you can find all of this stuff.
Yeah. So I've read some on Wattpad, I think. It's ringing a bell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool.
Yeah. And then, like, within that, within your fandoms, so say, for example, you've got Game of Thrones. So I'm reading Game of Thrones fanfic at the moment. I'm writing Game of Thrones fanfic at the moment. And within the Game of Thrones fanfiction community, there are subsections. So there are people who write mainly about certain pairings. Like, you've got people who really wanted to see John and Sansa get together, and they write about that. And they're the Johnza community. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's the Braemy community, which is all about Brienne and Jaime, and there's the Gendria community, which I'm, you know, I've made a lot of friends in the Gendria community. I love Gendry and I love Arya and I love them together. And
I can imagine.
And then within that, then you've got even more subsections. So there are some authors who write OCs, which are original characters, and they put, they make up a character and they throw it in there. It's quite often like a self-insertion, so they've put themselves in there. There are people who write AU, which is alternate universe. So that could mean that they've taken the characters and brought them into the modern world, or they've taken the characters and put them in a world where magic does not exist. And there are no dragons or something like that, you know, whatever. Then there are crossover fix. So they might just take the people from Game of Thrones and stick them in Pan Em from The Hunger Games.
Right.
And see how they fare over there, or vice versa. They take Katniss and Peter, drop them in Westeros and go, have fun, Katniss and Peter.
Yeah. Okay. So that's really fun. Yeah. Like, there could be so many things done with that.
Yes. My favorite type of Game of Thrones fiction right now are fix-its, because season 8 was a trash fire, and there are people who are going in going like, I can fix this, and they are writing their own version of season 8, and they are so wonderful. It heals my soul.
Right. So it's good for the soul then, these fanfics.
Yes. They are so, and you know, you have this whole community of people. It's like a family. Sometimes it's like high school, you know, there's lots of drama, and you know, certain guilds don't like, you know, like the Johnza people don't really like the Gendrian people, and it just, like, you know,
they fight.
But in that, there are like little controversies as well with authors who have been published. Like, there's a whole stack of authors who have been published who either published their own fan fiction or they came from a fan fiction background. The one of the biggest controversies, there are two big controversies that I can think of off the top of my head. The first one is the E.L. James controversy with 50 Shades of Grey, because she pulled her fan fiction off the internet when she knew that she was going to publish, and she then shunned the fan fiction community. So, you know, I was in this group of people who, you know, we were all friendly with Erica, which is her real name.
Mm-hmm.
And once she was published, you know, she didn't want anything. She didn't want to have a bar of us anymore. Wow. And she,
how rude.
I know. And I think she tried really hard to kind of mask the fact that it was fan fiction. It was kind of like a secret shame of hers. But the problem is that she made so many people mad that those people got loud, and you know, so then it, you know, she could no longer deny the fact that this was a fan fiction, and she, rather than embracing it, she's kind of like, yeah, I don't really want to talk about that, but yes, that's how it started. So like, she admit it, but she doesn't want to talk about it.
That's bizarre. I mean, you should always be happy for where your roots are.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially given that these people within that community, like we were the ones who were up at 3 a.m. proofreading her stuff, you know, and giving her our thoughts and opinions. We were the first ones who would have been, not me personally, but a lot of my friends were the first in line to buy the book, you know, and hand over their hard-earned money to support Erica in what she wanted to do. And I just think it's really rude to turn your back on the people who made you. You know, the reason why publishers get excited about fan fiction is because you already have a fan base.
You've got a following.
Already know that there's a following of people who are going to buy into whatever you're putting out. So, you know, it's a good investment for publishers, and they get excited about that. So if you then turn around and shun that community, that's one of the biggest mistakes you can make. However, it did work. It ended up working out for her in the end, because she's, you know, made millions and millions and millions of dollars. But
Who is she trampled on in her process?
She's trampled on a lot of people, and a lot of people are mad at her.
Yeah.
Then there was like Cassandra Clare. She wrote The Mortal Instruments, back in the day. Listen, this chick, she was the queen bee of Harry Potter fandom,
right? And
like, we're talking like early to mid 2000s. She had
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So many popular stories. There was a trope that was very, very popular within the fan fiction community in Harry Potter, where Draco wears leather pants.
Right.
She started it. She started Leather Pants Draco.
Leather Pants Draco is a thing.
Yeah, but
it's a look.
Here's the thing, is that she was accused of plagiarizing some of her work. It was actually proven that she plagiarized some of her work, and she brushed it off. It's just like, I forgot that these word for word things appeared in other things.
Well, that's the danger, isn't it, when you trust, you know, the community. And look, I love the Mortal Instruments book series, but I didn't know that, but you know, I love it it's a shame that if she did steal, she did steal some of the ideas, it sounds like, she didn't just collaborate with that person.
That's right. I mean, the Mortal Instruments itself is not a fan fiction, but what her roots are, is in fan fiction. I mean, her fans, they were crazy. They were batshit, you know, and they, you know, like the Beehive? They go up to people. Oh my God, that is exactly what they were like. They were crazy.
On that note, did you watch the TV series of they call it Shadowhunters, the TV series.
No, my husband Jake's really into more Lynch Schultz and Shadowhunters and all that.
It is the best. I binged watched that entire thing.
Wow.
Look at it had problems, but I did love that world a lot. So it's very interesting to see all of this background because I didn't actually know that. I didn't know Cassandra Clare too much obviously she's the author of that series, but that's really the only thing I've read from her. And I stuck with it because of, you know, the world that was created in that book series. But yeah, I guess everyone's got to start somewhere, don't they? And the fact that people then aren't, what's the word I'm trying to say? Proud of where they came from. Like, everybody starts somewhere, mate. You got to just roll with it and be like, yep, that's how I started and look at me now.
Embrace it. Are there a couple of other authors of like quite well-known things that started off in fanfic too, like Meg Cabot? She wrote The Princess Diaries.
Yep,
she love her. Writes Star Wars fan fiction.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, everyone starts, before you write your original sort of content, I guess, of course you're going to experiment, shall we say, with different kinds of writing styles. And the best way to do that is to already have an idea and create something new, I guess, based on that. You know, I don't think anybody really comes up, except for maybe J.K. Rowling, comes up with such a brilliant, you know, concept from day one and then has this super successful rides on it. You've got to start somewhere writing different bits and pieces. So
Exactly.
It's really bizarre.
There was some Marissa Meyer. She wrote the Lunar Chronicles, you know, like Cinder and all that, cyberpunk retelling of Cinderella. She started out writing Sailor Moon fanfic.
Oh, my God. I would live for Sailor Moon fanfic.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's still up there on fanfic.net.
All right, I'm going to go and find it.
Go find it. And let me blow your mind for a minute.
Okay.
This is the... It was obviously not called fan fiction at the time, but the Bronte sisters.
Right.
They used to write fictional works about real people, like the Duke of Wellington. And they would place them in this fantasy place called Glasstown. I'm just saying, the Bronte sisters did it. That's technically, if somebody did that today, that's fanfic.
It is.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting how things evolve throughout time?
Yeah.
Oof. Well.
And like right now there's After, which is by Anna Todd. That was a Harry Styles fanfic. So not only do these people write fanfiction about like fictional works, they will take a real person and make a fanfiction about the real person. And that I feel like they're kind of separate to the fictional fanfic people because we can't – I say we – Oh, God.
Well, you're part of it. You're part of it.
We're kind of like, should you be really taking real people and doing that? But I don't really see a problem with it. Like, to me, art is art, you know, and there's not a massive difference between yourself putting, you know, taking the name of a celebrity and the name of a character and whatnot. There's not a huge difference. There is a slight difference, but not that huge. You know, people place themselves out there for public scrutiny and people are making things up about them all the time in the magazines. So I suppose it's not that different.
Yeah, that's true. How are you any different? Yeah, well, you are different to a paparazzi, but, you know, they go and they take their photos and they interpret what they will out of somebody's life and make a story out of it.
And they make a story out of it.
Yeah.
You know? But right now, my favorite fan fiction right now is being written by a gorgeous human being in Virginia in the US. Her name's Fallon Williams.
Fallon Williams.
Yes. And her screen name is Moonstruck and Kissed Insane. She's writing, it's like a modern alternate universe fan fiction taking Gendry and Arya from Game of Thrones. The fiction's called And Let Me Crawl Inside Your Veins. It is the sexiest thing I have ever read. It is pure smut and drama, and I love it. He is a professor and she is a student, and it's so controversial. She's faced so much drama over this bloody age gap between the professor and student. It's not that bad. He's 31, she's 19. It's not that horrible. You know,
isn't it interesting just on that topic that when you're in a school sense, shall we say, even in college or something, you know, university, whatever you want to call it, wherever you're from, you're 20, say, and you find someone who's 30, 31.
Yeah.
However, if you're 30 and you are dating a guy who's 40, it is just not that big of a deal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
Anyway, I've always wondered on that.
And then they're like, oh, because he's in a position of power and blah, 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 whatever. And it's quite simple. If you don't like the content, just don't read the content.
Well,
so,
that's it.
You know, just don't click on it. It's fine.
Yep.
Nobody's forcing you to read it. But I honestly, this girl, Fallon, girl, publish it. Honestly, she is doing amazing things. She's such a beautiful writer. She just... Oh, I love it. I love it. And I'm not usually one that goes for, like, I don't want to just read pure smut, you know, and I have to be drawn in by the story. She can actually draw you in and create a story. And also, you know, you can get your jollies off a bit.
Well, I mean, tick, 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 all the boxes.
All the boxes.
Don't you love when you pick up a book or, you know, I read a lot of my books on my iPad because my husband banned me from buying so many books.
Which is really rude, but we'll forgive him because it was his birthday recently.
Yes, true. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Anyway.
Also, Kate's birthday the same day as my husband's.
Fun time. Yeah. I called into Believe because he did a live stream of Believe.
Yes, I saw.
I called in so that I could wish him a happy birthday.
Cute.
I know.
Stop it. This is how we all make fun in these stressful and sad times.
That's right.
But, yeah, as I was saying, it's really fun to pick up a book and, you know, you can always kind of tell the writing style of somebody from reading maybe 1 to 3 chapters, I want to say.
Yes.
And when you get that far in and you're like, you know what, this is going to be a good book.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell because it's that same thing like you were saying with Fallon. She'll write something that really draws you into the story. And there's all these fun bits floating around the place, but in the center of it all is a really good story and a, you know, an author who can tell the story really well.
So, absolutely. I feel like this could be the next 50 Shades.
Oof.
I know.
Well, I better get on it. Big words.
But yeah, look it up and let me crawl inside your veins by Moonstruck and Kiss Insane. She's got Instagram, she's got the Tumblr, she puts art from the fiction onto her Instagram, and she's making a website, and people have made that, like, I think she made a playlist for it. There's a playlist anyway.
I love when books have a playlist that go with the book. So many books have it now, and it is great. It really helps sort of add that extra in-depth element.
It's immersive. I love it. Now, if only she could, like, send Professor Baratheon to my house.
Yeah.
Also, because that would be great. I'd love that. Fallon, work on it. Love you.
Work, girl. Whew, this has been a big fangirling app. Like, this is a hardcore fangirling app.
Yeah, it is a little bit. So thank you, Richard, for us dive into this crazy world.
Yeah, we love it a lot. Mm. All right, fan fiction. Anything else you want to leave us with or anything you want to say? Thank you so much for giving me some new reading material because, honestly, I was looking for new books to read, so this is going to be great.
Hey, no worries. I just want to finish off with don't at me about anything here, okay?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Keep your opinions to yourself.
Yeah, let me be me.
Yeah. I mean, share your opinions with us, but don't hate on our opinions. Is that a better way to say it? Probably.
Yeah, that's a better way to say it. We want to hear your opinion. Like, tell us your favorite fanfic.
Yeah. And if you don't like fanfic, how about you go and give it a go? Or you don't not like it, you don't know about it, go and give it a go.
Give it a go.
And see what you find out.
Hell yeah. And if anybody wants any recommendations, I'm more than happy to make them.
Yeah, absolutely. We can make you a list.
Yeah, I'll do a fic rec list.
Yes.
I'm limited in my fandoms, but I will make a rec list.
Hey, anything is good. Anything is good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for educating me. I love these educational episodes, can I just say?
I do too. And yes, you need to educate me more.
Yeah, okay.
I've educated you twice now.
Yeah, and I've only done the one, so it must be my turn next. I'll find something to educate you on.
Please do.
All right. We'll
We'll workshop that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirl.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.